contracting officers' representatives are disappearing because of age and sequestration. Ron Flom, former director of the Defense Acquisition Institute, former associate director for management at the Office of Personnel Management, studying this issue now, and says agencies need to bring in more CORs because they can be an agency's best friend during tight budget times. Ron, it's terrific to have you on the program this afternoon. Thank you very much for coming on today. What is the state of the art right now of the contracting officers' representatives' core inside the government, and what do you expect it to be in the coming years? Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Francis, for having me. The last acquisition workforce report that came out from the Federal Acquisition Institute showed that there was a little over 52,000 contracting officer representatives in the federal government minus Department of Defense, because the Department of Defense has their own, of course, training program. But in the other agencies like DHS and Veterans Affairs and OPM and other agencies, there's about 52,000 contracting officer representatives. Now, with the current state of turnover federal government running 10 to 12, and I've seen some numbers as high as 15% per year, through attrition, retirement, job changes, et cetera, that says that there's going to be 7,000 to 8,000 new COR requirements every year just to meet the turnover with that 52,000 base. And so that means there's a large training requirement to train CORs to do their duties and also to meet their continuing education requirements as they go along.
How bad has the impact been on training for CORs because of the sequester, because of the stop and start budgets with CRs and so on over the last couple of years, Ron?
Francis, what I would say has most impacted COR training is a recent change to the certification requirements for CORs. At the beginning of 2012, a little over 3 years ago, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy updated the certification requirements for CORs to make them more in line with the rest of the acquisition workforce. And what I mean by that is CORs had a single level of certification, whereas the contracting officer has three levels. That changed in 2012 for the CORs, so they now have three levels of certification, and there are training and education and experience requirements at each one of those levels. For example, at level one, which is the entry level, the COR only requires 8 hours of training to be certified, but by the time they get to level two, they then require 40 hours of training plus an additional 40 hours every 2 years to stay current. When they get to level three, the requirement is 60 hours of training plus, again, 40 hours of continuous learning training every 2 years. So that's a large training requirement to bring the CORs up to the certification levels that were instituted in January of 2012. And then once they hit steady state, there's still a requirement for 20 hours a year or 40 hours every 2 years to stay current.
Do we have a sense, though, that agencies are able to keep up with that? Because I always hear the mantra, when budgets get tighter, first thing that goes is travel, second thing that goes is training.
Yes, I mean, that's certainly affected the sequestrations and budget cuts. But there still is a ongoing demand. I mean, American Management Association, who I've been working with to develop some COR training, has heard from their customer agencies that they need courses, particularly on-site courses, to train their workforce. So there is a need, there is a demand, and particularly with budget cuts. In DOD, Defense Acquisition University used to train civilian agency employees on a space available basis, and that's no longer the case because of their budget cuts. They can no longer meet all the needs that they have just within Department of Defense.
Ron, Ron Flom is former director of the Defense Acquisition Institute, former associate director for management at OPM. There are places across government where they're able to accommodate folks. The VA Acquisition Academy is able to do that, and they're working on some innovative ways, internship programs and so on, to train up some folks. But the biggest problem is what you're alluding to, it seems, and that's scale. It's just, how do we pump enough people through the system at all of these certification levels to be able to staff the agencies the way they need to be staffed? Am I on target there, that that's the biggest challenge?
Yes, absolutely. Just with the turnover in the COR duties, and again, remember, being a contracting officer representative is really an additional duty. There's not a skill identifier or a job series that's contracting officer representatives. These are people that are working. You know, for example, if it's a facilities contractor or janitorial or building maintenance, the COR generally comes out of the agency facilities or building management group. If it's an IT contractor, it comes out of the CIO and the IT department. So these are additional duties. These are jobs that are performed by people that have full-time jobs. So there's even turnover there. As people change jobs, change responsibilities, there's always a need for additional CORs.
You've mentioned the work that you are doing with the American Management Association, AMA. What is the solution that they are working to provide for agencies?
Well, over the past year, we've developed, or AMA has developed, I've provided advice to them in developing the courses, but they've developed a level one and a level two COR course that were recently verified by the Federal Acquisition Institute, which means that they meet the requirements for certification. So these are courses that have been developed, are currently available. In fact, AMA is teaching the first level one course in Crystal City next week. And so that will increase the capacity and the availability of these courses for agencies to either send their students to AMA's training sites. I mentioned Crystal City. They've got training sites in all major cities around the U.S. Or for AMA to send a faculty member to the agency and teach the course to their workforce in the workplace, which is a real advantage as well.
There are a couple of solutions to training that I've talked to HR officials across government about, and a lot of them revolve around non-traditional types of training. Instead of the model where you have an instructor in front of a classroom of students, they're doing them different ways. Is that applicable in this area of specialty, or is this something that is best suited, in your experience, the COR training to a standard classroom-type environment?
No, I think it is something that is open for non-traditional methods, and really that's why American Management Association, I think, is at the forefront of some of the newer forms of training. This is the level one course, for example, has been primarily offered online. Some students and some agencies would prefer that the first exposure to the duties of a COR be done in a classroom environment, so you get the interchange with the faculty members who are all, have 20, 30 years experience as contracting officers, but also the interchange with the other students and to learn how other agencies manage their COR duties and even to share best practices among agencies.